This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
So, I'm trying to get my hand to do the shaka thing where when you're like, basically right. The way you say like it, just like being cool in Hawaii with your hand.
Yes, you tell them like it's okay, like I'm cool.
Like, so I tried to do. You just did it right into the camera. I tried to do it.
That hand does it. This one, it's like I not all the fingers will go.
Okay, so I can do it one at a time. I do it with the one. I try to do it, and I'm giving a thumbs up, which is like okay.
That's a similar message.
It is similar. When that happens, that's okay. But then I push the thumb down, and the pinky goes up. But I can't do both at the same time. And then by the time I have, I'm basically like forcing my thumb. I have to put my thumb in my mouth and kind of yank that over and then hold my pinky out with the other side. And by the time I'm done, I'm not feeling the spirit of the hand.
No, now you actually wish that your hand was in a different shape. When you finally get it there, you go like, well, this is now sending the opposite message to what I want to send, which is please help.
Yes.
Like someone please help me.
Which there is no hand sign for.
There is if you're choking, there's a specific one that you can do that I also cannot do. Like it's a really long process. If I'm at a restaurant, I can use the fork and knife to pry my hands into the shape that they need to be in. But if I'm alone, I don't have the tools.
That one I won't do, the choking one, because it's like almost a trick. Because it's like, okay, you're choking. Now do a hand thing where you are choking yourself.
Right, exactly.
And it's like I'm already choking and now you want me to choke myself.
You want the opposite. Yeah, it should be like, yeah, it's like I'm choking, so choke me. What you should be doing is, I think it should be like you form your hand into like a ball, like you fist form, and you spring that from your mouth forward. Like, this is what I want to happen.
You do it from the side. You face sideways so they can't see it behind your head. And then your fist is like springing out of your mouth. And that's the food exploding out of you.
Shooting out. And you go, this is the desired effect, rather than just saying what's happening. I hate that we talk about the problem and not the solution. And that's always this country. And that's this. It's basically every problem boils down to that.
And the Federal Reserve is doing that.
And go, oh, the bad stuff. And I go, well, what are we going to do about it? Like, what's the fist shooting out of the mouth? And, you know, let's stop making the fucking throat hand gesture.
I love that we're actually talking about this at all, as where, like, everyone else in this Zoom is just, like, I guess they feel like they're on a trip to the movies or something.
Yes.
And just, like, just watching me and I guess I'm the movies. Just like watching, like I'm talking.
I'm not to take away from you, but I feel like I also am the movies.
In this case, you and I are each maybe different movies.
I'm at minimum, I'm maybe a trailer for another movie that you could come and see next week. And then you're like the main attraction.
So if anyone wants to weigh in on this, it's actually really important stuff. And people are actually dying of this stuff all the time. And it's because we don't talk about it.
Because we never discuss the solution.
Of choking or their hand hurts.
How can you be working on the solution if you're just talking about the problem? Tawny, go.
You can't.
You can't. Sam, say the same thing.
You can't.
Kevin, don't you dare.
Don't think about it. Get your head away from the microphone. Put it away somewhere else.
Close. This isn't a conversation for you, pal. You are the problem. I don't want to talk about you. I'd like to focus on the solution. Let's not discuss Kevin on this episode.
And my solution is my fist.
Yeah. Shooting out of my mouth.
Oh, when I can form a fist, you better watch out, pal. I'm the host of Hollywood Handbook, and my name is Hayes.
I'll go next. I'm Hayes's friend, and I'm one of the main guys who does the show.
Is this when I go?
Now you go.
Tawny? You.
My name is Tawny, and I'm also on the show today.
You better believe it.
They have to.
On it, around it.
I just said it. They gotta believe it.
In it.
Yeah. So you guys doing the show in quarantine has been going well.
What did you say I was talking too loud?
The quarantine episodes have been actually a lot of our strongest ones.
Wow.
What did we have? Alan Yang.
Mm-hmm.
It's going good.
Yeah.
Alan Yang, director of Tiger Tail. Someone made a joke in a comment that I'd like to steal.
Yes, I saw it.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, no, go ahead. I mean, I was going to, was it the Weiger Tail one?
Yeah, it was just basically saying Weiger Tail.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I knew you'd like it.
Yeah, I like it.
Why are you here, Tawny?
You know, I'm here because Earwolf put out a company-wide call and said, who has a decent fucking microphone? And then only those people get to be guests now. It was really rudely worded, but, like, I get it, you know? I get it. So I have equipment, and Kevin said, okay, you're allowed to come on because you can self-record. You're capable. So that was nice.
Tawny, can I... And yeah. I truly do not want to... make sad feelings, and I really truly do not want to. Space Force would have been Tawny's first press junket.
Oh,
is this true?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, first like real, I guess, I don't know, I guess I've done other things, but like, yeah, this would have
real
been a big...
press junket.
Come on, you know what he means.
Did you do one for Nasty Umpire? What was that show called?
Mean Baseball Man. No, we did like a summit, like an IFC summit. That was fun.
Yeah.
But no, you're right. This would have been a big thing. And now it's not. And now I'm just,
still,
you know, doing
Tawny,
weird
still
Skype interviews from my couch.
It's still a big thing. The show's still
it's
a big
still
thing.
Big.
The show's
still
huge.
Big.
Well, we'll see when it comes out. What if it's very small? What if all this hype and then it's just a very small show?
There's no big or small anymore. There's just shows.
That's true.
Yeah.
Everything, you're watching everything on your phone. So,
well, Quibi's small. Like, the shows are intentionally small.
Mm-hmm.
They're just little quick bites. But
yeah,
and that's by design. I'm not saying small is a negative in that case. In fact, it's maybe their greatest strength.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a fact.
But this isn't that.
When that person said, "I'm still big," it's the pictures that got small, and really that was about Quibi.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
When that person said that.
Mm-hmm.
The woman from Titanic.
Do you call?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The old lady.
Rose.
Yeah. No, you're right about that. And that really was the first locket, you know, like small picture, but person stayed big.
Huh. And isn't that interesting? When they did the little picture for the locket, the person did stay so big, the same size.
Yeah.
Mm.
Huh.
But yeah, so, you know, there could be red carpets happening in some other universe for me right now. But in this one that we're currently in, I'm mainly just chasing the shade around my house, trying to find shady spots to sit in because the sun moves a lot more than I thought it did.
Punishing.
It's going crazy. Did you get, I learned an old DP trick today to tell how much sunlight you have left if you guys want to know it.
Oh,
Hayes, you won't
hand?
Be able to do it. Yeah.
Is it
it's
the,
a hand,
the hand
trick.
Thing? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
so
I already did start trying to do it, so please, if you could just please say that earlier, especially because there's a little delay on Zoom. So, but even before you say that there's like a hand trick or something, just say at the beginning, Hayes, what I'm about to say, do not attempt. to do this move.
You're not going to want to.
What Sean's doing right now, he's holding up his hand sideways and the number of fingers. So let's imagine that like his microphone is the horizon. And then let's imagine that the sun is right above his index finger. So those four fingers are telling you, you have 4 minutes before the sun sets. You better hurry up and make your sun tea.
Every finger represents a minute. So if you have a lot of time, you actually have to get up on a ladder and sort of stack your hands very quickly as you make your way down. Or if there's a slide.
You need a lot of friends.
Oh, I guess you could do it with multiple people. That never occurred to me. I'm always by myself when I'm DPing.
Yeah, most DPs work in a pack. And so I think as long as they have like 15 dudes, they can, you know, if it's noon and you need to know when the sun's going down, you need a bunch of people.
Tawny.
But don't try it, Hayes.
Tawny.
Yes.
Space Force. Big show.
I appreciate you trying to make this press happen for me. I've resigned myself.
I couldn't stop it if I wanted to, if my life depended on it.
I have a question about the process of making it. So obviously you're in space.
Mm-hmm. The whole time.
Was BB-8 a little like showing you the ropes of like, well, I've been in space so much that in some way you're on his turf. You know what I mean? Just because BB-8's been in space a lot at this point.
Yeah, BB-8 hung back a little bit. You know, it was weird that they gave him the role of stunt coordinator, I thought, just because like he doesn't have limbs. But it was nice having him on set just because like, you know, he's fun. He rolls around. But yeah.
No, that's cute. Yeah.
It was good.
That's sick. That's sick. Thank you for that answer. Thank you.
Thank you.
Did you just put on those sunglasses or have you had them on the whole time?
They're new. I just put them on recently.
That's what new. They're new. When people say sunglasses are new.
They're new to my face.
That's what they mean. They're like, they're new on my face.
New on my face.
There's nothing new
years.
Under the sun. I mean, even a new product, as you guys get producted left and right by our consumer culture, it's really made up of minerals and elements that have existed in the earth for quite some time. So there really is nothing new under the sun. It's not just an expression.
Yeah, it's a good
point. So if they're new to my face, then that's about as new as they can be. And I just put them on recently, just a minute ago.
That's good.
Was there a cast dinner with the cast of Upload as well?
Oh.
Oh, of Upload, the other Greg Daniels pursuit?
The world of, explore new world of Greg Daniels, Upload.
No, there wasn't. I would have loved that, though.
And also, calling it a pursuit, he caught it.
You're right. That's my bad. He wasn't chasing it. Greg Daniels doesn't run for anybody. He runs for no man. Mm-hmm. No, I didn't get to hang with those cats. It was mainly...
they're all pretty
Space
hot.
Space Force... They're an attractive crew. I did see Andy Allo play guitar with Prince years and years ago, and I didn't know she was an actress. So then when I heard she was an actor too, I was like, admittedly mad. I was just like mad, but then also like, okay, good job. No, but this cast was like, there's like 40 casts in this cast of Space Force. So it was enough just trying to meet.
That's
all
a new
us.
Model. Talk about this model. There's 40
Alibaba
different
and the 40 casts.
Mm-hmm.
There's 40 different casts in.
There's just
what I understand to be only one show.
It's one show, but there are so many people in it that you could make 40 shows easily with all
I
these
would
people.
Not. I would
you
not.
You wouldn't want to do that?
No, thank you. No. I'd rather get this one right.
Okay.
I feel that this is another problem with society and this consumer culture we live in.
In the Federal
People
Reserve.
Spread themselves so thin, they've got a million ideas and they want to do everything. And it's like, well, let's finish doing this thing. Whether it be Space Force or Upload, you know, or Hollywood Handbook, the podcast, which you may notice... Essentially, since we started this podcast, I have not done anything else of note because this has not yet been done correctly. Could I try doing 40 other things, 40 shows? I guess that's what you think I should do. But in fact, I'm going to keep doing this until we make a good episode.
Yeah, I also want to stay here until something is good. I want to help with that. So sorry to
Please.
Suggest. I
that guess would it's just be my, great.
My hustle nature.
That's why we brought you in.
And I just figured out what it is, Tawny.
Okay.
In past episodes, we have had you call your associates. It's time to call Greg Daniels.
Let's get him on the horn.
I don't have his phone number.
Don't have his phone number.
I don't have his phone number.
Yes, you do.
I really don't.
Who,
I really wish
who
I
can
did.
We call who has it?
Yeah. Who can we call who has it?
BB-8.
I mean, does BB-8
we can call
have
Jimmy
it?
O Yang. You want to call Jimmy O Yang?
Jimmy O Yang?
It's the closest I got to Greg on the scale of 1 to Greg Daniels.
Wait, we can't just think like now I'm scared like you call Jimmy O Yang and like he's already hanging out with Greg Daniels and like then we like have to start pitching something that we are not ready to pitch yet.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean he might be hanging out with Greg Daniels. They might just be both flagrantly ignoring the social distancing rules and just doing a cookout or something.
And that well the cookout kills the virus.
Oh, I didn't
but
know that.
You
why
can
didn't
grill.
Just barbecue.
You can yeah. grill.
Oh.
If there's a grill, then you would just throw the virus on the grill and roast
oh,
it alive.
Oh, thank God. 4th of July is saved.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I was worried about 4th of July cookouts. Weren't you guys?
Tony, we really do have to focus on this pitch.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what's your pitch? I didn't realize you were pitching something.
Well, we have a couple things to pitch.
Okay.
I had one idea that I was running by Hayes last night for a pretty devastating political cartoon that I think could get me just a shit ton of clout.
Uh-huh.
It could be actually the biggest cartoon I've ever come up with.
Mm. Have you come up with other cartoons?
not like this. You know, this okay. one, if executed properly, could actually be my biggest cartoon. And I hate to use hyperbole. Like, I do not sure. want to oversell it. It could end up being my biggest cartoon to date.
Mm.
I am remembering I did actually have one other cartoon idea that was somewhat significant. I think it got drawn for the short-lived like UCB magazine that they tried to do. Does anyone remember when this happened?
No.
Kevin, you just lean towards the mic. Do you remember this?
I'm actually going to look it up.
Yeah, don't even think about it. I have a couple of cartoon ideas that I've had for probably 7 or 8 years now, as yet unproduced. I've sketched them a couple times, but they're not as political. So maybe I think these are different shows, probably. Mm-hmm. It might not be like the same pitch. But mm-hmm. how do we want to do this, Sean?
What do you mean in terms of pitching to Greg Daniels or in terms of getting Tawny on board since she should be doing most of the talking once he's on the phone?
I think in terms of, well, let's just say in terms of saying our cartoon ideas.
Okay.
Well, I'll just describe. I mean, I have a single panel political cartoon. I ran it by you last night, Hayes. Now, you didn't respond when I texted it to you, but would you agree that it's actually devastating?
And no, it is. I was too devastated to respond.
So
much like you were, I guess, when Kevin was asking which of us could record an ad 2 days ago.
That shook me to my core.
Yeah, give me the quick pitch and I'll try and drum up a phone number.
Hollywood Handbook.
Hey gang, looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG, that's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So Go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your milk, upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, that's big milk energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to milks of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your milk!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And like they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math. I had 5 million. Each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys. rocketmoney.com/theboys.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first 3 orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Hollywood Handbook.
Basically, it's a restaurant scene. Remember those?
Uh-huh. Restaurants or restaurant scenes? I remember both.
Well, then it's a yes.
Just scenes.
Okay.
Just restaurant scenes.
Okay.
So we're in the restaurant. There's a man and he's holding this flaming dish, right? Some sort of flambé, and it's charred, smoke coming out of it. Mm-hmm. And for the purposes of the audience of the cartoon, in order to make it a little clearer, the man maybe even has some writing on his shirt where his shirt might say white men.
Mm.
And he's saying to the waiter, who ideally is, in order to differentiate from this gentleman, either female or perhaps non-binary and potentially a person of color as well. And he's saying to them, excuse me, waitress or waiter or server.
Mm-hmm.
I ordered the world on a platter. And then the server says, and we gave it to you.
Uh-huh.
So you see,
yeah,
Tawny, this is what he has done.
Yeah.
And in effect, what white men have done with what was bestowed, you know, at laid at their feet, the whole world available. Uh-huh. And here we are, it's in flames.
He put the food on fire.
The food's okay. On fire. And it's a literal dumpster fire, isn't mm-hmm. it?
Yeah, but it's a plate of food. Okay, Hayes, what was your idea?
You just want to move on to my idea that fast?
A little wow. bit. Like, I want to see if maybe we could combine them.
I don't
because
think
this
so.
Because this is pretty political.
It's pretty political, but it also feels like pretty... Like, I feel like we've heard versions of the... No offense, but I'm just curious. Maybe Hayes says
we
something kind of out of the...
Please direct me to it. I'd love to enjoy this. Send me a hyperlink.
I have a phone number when you guys are ready, so...
Okay, hang on. Mine's kind of a palate cleanser, both of them.
Okay.
So it's, but it's also single panel, so there's no way it will fit in the same thing. So it's a bird and a bumblebee, and they are lying in bed together, and their hair is kind of like ruffled. It looks like something like, but they're frowning.
Mm-hmm.
And the bird's mouth is open. And the mm-hmm. text at the bottom is in quotes because it's the bird mm-hmm. talking. And it says, I think it's just an expression.
Okay.
Or I think it's just a figure of speech. Do you get it?
I don't get it. No.
Okay. Okay.
Sean,
do you
want to
hear
it?
Another pitch from me?
Is it different?
It's new. Totally new.
Okay.
So, it's a couple panels. So it's the Monopoly man, Uncle Pennybags, is sitting alone on like a park bench. The next panel is Mr. Peanut enters the frame. Then he takes a seat next to Monopoly man and like starts reading a newspaper. And the Monopoly man turns, this is panel three, and goes, oh my God, we're wearing the same outfit. And then Mr. Peanut goes, that's what's interesting to you? I'm a peanut, you know?
Right. Yeah.
Did you just think of that, Sean?
No, that was the other idea I had. I couldn't remember it before.
Oh, okay. Okay, now here's idea number four, okay?
Okay.
It is a woman on the beach with a stand, and the stand says seashells, okay?
Uh-huh.
But there's a sign, she's hanging up a sign that says closed, and she's talking to a customer. Her mouth is open in this case, and the text at the bottom says, word of mouth wasn't great.
Okay.
Do you get that one?
I mean, I guess so. Okay, look. I'm
then explain it to me.
I'm going to put you on the phone with someone who I think, just someone who's going to be more receptive to these pitches.
Okay.
All right?
Okay. The pitch is not finished yet, but.
Do you need to finish it?
Well, I mean, Sean, you do like the little opening, like.
Salvo?
Yeah. It's like the person is in there just as their first
Hello.
Name.
Can you guys hear that?
Yeah.
A little.
Dad, can you hear them?
No, I can't.
Hayes and Sean, talk to my dad real quick to test the audio.
Hi, is this Tawny's dad?
Did that work, Dad?
Tawny, you have to communicate to him, and you have to tell him our cartoon ideas.
Okay. You should run it by him, and we'll hear his response.
All right. So, Dad, I'm going to run you by. So I'm on a podcast with my friends Hayes and Sean. They have some cartoon
nice
ideas where they want to pitch these cartoons, and you just tell them your honest opinion, what you think. Okay?
Okay.
All right. But how are you, Dad? I haven't talked to you today.
I'm good.
Today?
Couldn't be better.
Okay, great. That's
nice. Okay, does he want to hear mine, my last one first?
Yeah, so this is Hayes's last idea first, and I'm going to paraphrase it for you.
Yeah. It is a woman at the beach with a stand selling seashells.
There's a woman at the beach with a stand selling seashells.
But she's hanging up a closed sign on it, and she says, word of mouth wasn't great.
But it says she has a closed sign on it. And she says, oh, I guess nobody wanted to come.
No, that's not what she says. That's the entire joke.
You're butchering it.
Say word of mouth.
Selling seashells has a closed sign on it. It says, I guess nobody wanted to come.
No, that's not what she said.
No, she says word of mouth wasn't great.
She says word of mouth wasn't great.
No.
She just said next. I'm sorry.
No, but
he has spoken.
That's why he doesn't like it, because you fucked it up.
Next one of yours.
So we'll do the Mr. Peanut. So Mr. Peanut and the Monopoly Man are sitting next to each other on a bench.
Is that supposed to be a cartoon or is that supposed to be a joke?
It's both.
Honestly, it's not working as either, so I think
it's
we just move
both.
On.
Tony, you
it's obviously
up.
Both.
My
you
idea.
Just didn't get the pitch
okay,
right.
Okay, so they're so mad at me. They say I'm not translating it properly, but that's okay. We're going to move on. Okay, so Sean's is Mr. Monopoly and the Peanut Man are hanging out by the seashore. What's next?
No. They're sitting on a bench.
On a bench.
And the Monopoly Man says, hey, look at that. We're wearing the same outfit.
And the Monopoly Man looks at the Peanut Man and says, hey, you stole my jacket.
Well, that's not... No, he still has his jacket on.
What do you think about that for the premise of a cartoon?
The Peanuts and Mr. Peanut goes, that's what's interesting to you? This is, of course...
there's something there. It's just not defined. It's a bit fragmented to me. I mean, you stole my jacket, okay.
Yeah, no, you're right. It is closer than the last one. They are very mad at me.
I came up with this prior to Baby Nut.
They think I'm not translating properly, but this is really hard. I've got a really tough technical setup. I'm trying to hold up the phone. You can't hear them, so I need a little slack, guys. You got to cut me some slack.
Okay, do my next one.
Okay, so
my next one is
this next one is from Hayes.
A bird and a bee lying in bed, and it's
a bird and a bee are lying in bed.
And the bird, but they look frustrated. They look frustrated.
Okay.
And the bird says, I guess it's just a figure of speech.
And the bird is like, I guess word of mouth didn't work today. That's what you wanted me to say the first time?
And now I know that you did actually hear me the first time.
Yeah, that's disappointing.
What do you think about a bird and a bee hanging out together and then one of them's like, word of mouth didn't work today.
I'm gonna
time
hang.
To close
I'm
up
just,
this,
I'm gonna
the
hang
seashell
up the
shop.
I'm, this
Dad,
is...
what do you think of that one?
We might have to hang up.
Okay, I can't really conceptualize the cartoon.
You are taking money out of my children's mouth.
It's better than the first one. Okay, so out of these three, how would you rank them? The first one was the lady selling seashells. The second one was some stolen clothing by the Peanut Man.
Peanut and Monopoly. Yeah, I like.
And
it.
This last one was just like a nature documentary.
For me, it would be 2, 3, 1.
Oh, unbelievable!
Peanut Man, number 2, then number 3, and then number 1.
Okay. Wow.
That's okay. Well, I'm actually liking how this shapes up. I kind of don't want to pitch the political cartoon anymore.
Number 2 is the only one I could even visually conceptualized insofar as pulling the components together to make a cartoon.
Okay.
Yeah.
3, I'm a little offset by the fact that, you know, a bee and a bird, I mean, it's like, how do you put that together?
Yeah. Yeah,
exactly. That's exactly the entire premise of the joke.
He actually does get it.
You know,
yeah.
If it's a 2.5-foot bee and a crow.
Okay.
It might work.
Now he's working out the logistics. Okay.
The scale is what bothered him.
Yeah.
Yeah. But number 1, for me, I don't even know how you could even pull that together.
Yeah. No, that's true. Okay, Dad.
Number 1's nowhere near a cartoon.
That's just it.
All right. Well, thanks, Dad. I think that's all we need.
All right. You're welcome. Sorry.
It's okay. It's good
don't
advice.
Don't apologize.
All right. They say thank you.
He should apologize.
Thank you.
Bye.
for whatever he did to raise you that way.
What raise me what way precisely, you guys?
That you would
try to do you a favor.
A really excellent idea, and deliver in such a way to someone who actually really could have helped,
and intentionally misled your own father and took the idea and perverted it.
I was playing an intense game of telephone. You guys, this was hard as hell. It was very difficult to try and translate what you were saying. There was a lot of, you know, your pitch wasn't clear. You weren't like speaking in declarative sentences. There's a lot of hemming and hawing.
We should have invited him to the Zoom chat.
I've gotten that before.
And color going on.
That would have made it. That then I actually could have done it the way that I like.
Hayes could have sold his, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what you wanted exactly, but I did my best, and I don't know. I feel like you guys got some concrete feedback.
Does he like? He's like a cartoon. Like he knows a lot about cartoons. He's in the business.
Real handle on it.
He really sounds like he's in the business.
I mean, he could be in the business. I wouldn't know. I mean, he could secretly be.
You
in
don't
the
talk
business
about. You don't know what he does for money, huh?
No, he does a bunch of stuff, but my friends used to think he was in the CIA because no one ever understood what he did. And honestly, like, it's all possible. He could work in cartoons. He could be in the CIA.
He does cartoons for the CIA, which my first one kind of is like that.
Have you guys heard this theory that Netflix was started by the CIA to win over Russian youth? That's a real conspiracy theory.
Oh, yeah. And I guess that would be so crazy if they started making shows about the freaking U.S. military.
I mean, look, I'm not saying...
And freaking branding campaigns for us, like, killing other people.
It's not my conspiracy theory. I'm just saying it is a conspiracy theory. I thought this was a space where I could just, like, share things I've heard.
Space Force.
I said there's a little bit of a lag.
It's a space where you force me
to
hear.
I don't know if it sounded like I said it after, Sean, but I actually said it almost before Tani even finished talking.
Actually.
Well, look, I've had a litany of technical problems. Apparently, trying to get my dad on the phone.
Litany
was the
Spears.
Worst.
Litany Spears.
Mm-hmm. That was. I don't know who said it first. That was.
I said it first.
It was right at the same time.
Kevin, so, you explain my comic to everyone else. Go away. You go away. Sam, you do it.
So there's a bird and a bee in there in bed.
It's not... You're not explaining it. You're just saying what it is.
Well, I need to say it so that I understand it. And then
That's a good point.
The bird
you do have
turns,
to say it so you understand it.
Learn by doing, you know.
Turns to the bee and he says, I guess what I've heard is false.
Yeah.
And it's...
The
not.
Bee, oh, I get it's like a trust that the bee is a liar.
He's like, we're not even.
You
we're
do
not
it,
even
Kevin.
Sure what this
you
is
do
about.
It. I know, and I know everyone understands it.
The bird.
Actually,
the bee,
I don't want you to understand it, Sam. If you understand it, then I'm actually like making cartoons for only the stupidest person.
Whoa,
Kevin! Now you go.
The bird and the bee are in bed, and the bee is smoking
a
cigarette.
That is no,
yeah,
and again,
good. And no. Says that was unbelievable.
What?
And then the bird says, "Give me some of that honey."
I think I can mute Kevin.
That could help. So I Hayes, you're getting frustrated, and it's not attractive the way you're reacting to this. But it is a pretty clear idea. So it's Bert and the bee are. Obviously, they're in bed, right?
Uh-huh.
And they're... now I'm getting lost. I had this.
Yeah.
So from Bert's Bert, bees.
So Bert is with the bee.
That could be good, actually.
Yeah, it could.
It could be good.
It's part of our consumer culture, right? That like,
Tony,
all,
where
you
does
know,
your dad live?
My dad lives in Northern California.
Okay, but how far northern?
Like by San Francisco.
Okay, it's not that far. It's not even that north.
What, do you need me to be like, he lives in Eureka for you to consider that Northern California?
Even like Washington, to me, that's basically Northern California at this point. It's all the same bullshit.
Take it all the way up to Alaska.
It's all like the same.
Take it all the way up to
ridiculous
Russia.
Ridiculous bullshit.
take it all the way up and over and back, come back underneath to the cave.
Anyway, I will draw and I show it to him.
Okay.
Yeah.
I bet if you draw it, he'll understand it. But and it's not that he didn't understand it. I think he just has strong preferences. And he told you guys what he thought.
And I can do it from far away. I can actually draw it on the side of my car and go by his house really slow.
Just at reading pace, you have to drive by at a pace slow enough to read and digest every frame of the cartoon.
I almost wonder if you want to park, maybe pretend you got a flat, knock on the door and see if he can help you change your tire. And that'll give him a lot of time to really take in the cartoon.
Yeah, but make sure there's an elaborate ruse where you pretend to have a flat, you need his help changing the tire, but then you're also like, hey, remember that podcast you were on? I'm that guy. Look at this cartoon and tell me.
I don't think
understand.
He wants to bring up the podcast. I think he'd rather it be a completely separate experience in order to really help him wrap his head around the cartoon.
Oh, interesting.
Because the way you perverted it in your pitch.
It's telephone. It's Zoom telephone. Tell me you guys haven't had communication issues. How many meetings? I'm sure you guys are doing
general
meetings all day.
Okay, I will tell you that.
Right?
Okay, I will tell you that. I haven't had communication issues. I wear my heart on my sleeve.
You wear your glasses on your face is what you're doing right now. And you got to tell
These
me that, that doesn't make things hard for someone to see where your eyes are, to infer how you're feeling. It's difficult communicating over this thing. What are you guys in a writer's room right now? Just pitching ideas, breaking story, throwing shit at the wall.
What's a joke from Space Force?
Yeah, give me a joke from Space Force.
Normally, of course, we would play a clip from the show, but technology doesn't allow us to do that. So if you could please just explain and describe a moment from Space Force.
And then we'll call Hayes' dad and tell him the joke.
Okay, so...
Shut up, Sam.
I'm like a helicopter pilot. And I like fly a helicopter and I like land it.
You're like a helicopter pilot or you are a helicopter pilot?
Well, I'm obviously not in real life, Sean, because that would be fucking dangerous. I don't have the skills for that.
Uninsurable.
I apologize.
No, I'm not on that show, Hayes. I'm on Space Force. So I land the helicopter and I get out of it and Jimmy O Yang and John Malkovich, they play scientists and they come up to me and they're like, "Whoa, where you been?" And I'm like, "That's classified." And I slam the door of the helicopter. And then they give like a long look to camera.
Wow.
That's pretty, that it's really
Jimmy
funny
O Yang here. Officer Jimmy O Yang. Reporting.
He does also play a cop. Yeah, you're right.
Tori.
He might be the first cop scientist.
Okay, that sounds actually pretty fucked up and crazy.
It's really that's random. Sick. It's like random and wild. It's so random. You guys really play clips of shows? I've never heard you play a real clip.
Yeah, we do. A lot of times they get removed for copyright reasons. I also don't believe that you listen.
I do listen. I haven't listened to the Quar episodes. You always accuse me of not listening, and then when I come back with some details, I don't know. You don't have anything to say. Yeah, when I show you an invoice for my time spent listening and say, please pay this within 30 to 90 days...
She's juking the stats.
Not
you send
before
me,
30
You send
days.
Me doctored screenshots of your Stitcher listening habits.
If you send me payment on a receipt before 30 days, I'm going to know something's up.
The Quar episodes.
Mm-hmm.
We are binding these, and we are releasing them as a bound volume.
Mm-hmm.
These episodes.
Like a book?
Yeah. Well, it's like a periodical.
Mm.
It'll be like an encyclopedia set. Remember how they used to bind and print all the Grantland articles?
No.
Mm-mm. Oh, well, they did.
Mm-hmm.
And you could buy like hard copies of it.
If you guys have any Christian cartoons, you could pitch them to my mom.
Let me think about it. this is off like the top of my head, but it's like... it's like the it's like a couple of the Real Housewives, and they're at a party and
Which
they're
two
over by this table. I don't know. And they're the Countess and Janine, and they've got like a big bottle of water, and it's like you know, it's a table when there's only water, and uh-huh. then Jesus is behind them, and they sort of glance, and one goes like, "You thinking what I'm thinking?"
Mm-hmm. And what are they thinking? Is there like a thought bubble that tells us?
I guess there could be, yeah. So it would be like, what they're thinking is they wish that they were actually drinking wine.
Ah, okay. That tracks with what the housewives do.
I guess they could want him to walk on it as well.
Hmm.
He's kind of got two water things. Really three, if you count when I think he helped Moses part the sea. So maybe water wasn't the area. So maybe it's
See, now these aren't cartoons you've
Hayes, do you have one?
Had before.
Yeah, like, I do
just
have
coming
one.
Up with it.
So this one is called Carry Your Books. And it is sort of a handsome college type fella. Mm-hmm. And he's wearing a sweater that says Jesus. Mm-hmm. And he is speaking to a young lady, and he says, "Mary, carry those books for you." And the books say care, worry, problem, and need.
Those sound like terrible books.
And she, well, exactly. Well, that's exactly right.
Which someone would carry those books.
But like, has she already finished reading them is what I want to know, because that seems like then you'd be stressed out after reading those books.
Well, he's simply helping her carry her books.
But is he going to also take over the burden of reading and digesting the information that's inside of a book called Worry? That sounds stressful.
Mm-hmm. And even when I said book, Sam was like, "What are you even talking about? It's so stupid."
I get it. It's like a birds and the bees.
And he is so stupid. I'm the biggest liar who ever lived.
Okay, it's Cain, and he's talking to God, uh-huh. and he says, "That's ableist," but able is spelled E-L-I-S-T.
E-L-I-S-T.
It's A-B-E-L-I-S-T.
Okay, and what is he talking about?
He's mad.
Okay.
He's saying it's not being fair to him. He's saying God's not being fair to him.
I mean, that one I kind of like.
God's saying, like, you know, like, this gift to me is more meaningful because no one had to, you know, no creature had to give its life in order for me to receive it.
Right.
Of course, right. Which is inherently unfair to Cain, who raises livestock and does not have the beautiful vegetable garden that Abel has. And so Cain says unto the Lord, uh-huh. "That's ableist."
Yeah, no, I do get that one. And I kind of like
Would
it.
Would your mom like it?
I think she might. Yeah, I think she'd be
into
it.
I feel
it.
Like you're not going to pitch it even if we hit a home run.
I don't know. Now I'm feeling like, because if I do it wrong, then that's another layer that's like blasphemy. And I don't want to bum her out. I don't want to bum out my mom with blasphemy. What am I? Just like a real jerk? Why don't we just make our own? Why don't we make the cartoons? Why do we need to pitch it to anybody?
I don't have the
can you do
resources.
That?
Yeah, I mean, like,
you can do it.
I have a printer. Rocks. What do you need to make a cartoon?
Holy shit.
Okay, well, you have to actually, like, I have actually tried to do this, but you do have to actually, like, kind of make it first.
What do you mean make it first?
You have to, like, do the drawing and stuff. I have worked really hard on, like, the printing it out part.
Uh-huh.
And I have basically figured that out. But, like, you actually do have to,
like draw
make it.
It
first and then print it out.
We can draw it. I could draw something. I could draw whatever you guys are talking about. And then we'll print it out.
Okay,
like
I can
I
do,
said.
Like, I can do shields.
You can just draw shields?
I can draw, like, very, like... very cool shield.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, me too. Same.
Okay, so so you guys are on shields, and I'm on everything else.
We're agents of shield.
Uh huh.
Okay, so
do I have to give you 10%?
So it's it's Moses and he's eating with Abraham, and it's all, it's tense. You could feel it. And he goes, "So about today," and Abraham goes, "I'm not ready to talk about it yet."
I like that. You know, these are kind of like Far Side comics.
They are
in a big way.
But the only thing is, I can't draw Moses dinner. I can't illustrate the tension. I certainly can't draw Abraham. Uh-huh. And I'm not very good at making my text legible. So what I could do is I could draw a shield, or maybe it's an interlocking shield, and Hayes can actually do the other side of it.
Yeah.
And then ideally you'd be able to put all of the rest of the imagery in.
Okay. Here's a good one. Moses and Pharaoh are at Moses's house, and they're looking at the front door.
Uh-huh.
And the front door's peephole has been cut out.
Okay.
And Moses is mad. He's got his hands on his hips, and he says to Pharaoh, "I said, let my people go."
Okay. No, I'm just trying to picture how I would draw all of that, because there's no shields in what you've described. Much. But what I'm realizing is you've just pitched something where there's not a single shield. So basically you've pitched something that I have to draw entirely.
I know a lot of my pitches have been at dinner, but I am thinking that, like, maybe it's like it's something where, like, Lot is eating dinner.
Who's Lot?
So, well, okay. So if you don't know that, like, it's going to be really, really tough.
The thing hinges on knowing who Lot is.
I stole one of my earlier ideas.
And Lot's wife was turned to salt when she looked back as they were exiting Sodom, which had become such a den of sin that, like, the righteous, you know, Lot and his family were supposed to leave without turning to, like, see any of the kind of family and friends they were leaving behind.
Oh, so
and when
it's
she
like-
turned back, she was... She was turned to salt.
Oh, so it's like Homeland.
I guess I only watched like 2 seasons of Homeland. Is it a later season of Homeland or?
No, Saul's in the whole thing.
Salt is?
Saul.
Oh, Saul. Okay, no.
Salt.
So again, the pitch wouldn't have worked at all because it was going to be something
Angelina
of like
Angelina Jolie
like,
is.
I said that first.
Salt. Who is Salt?
There may have been a delay, but I want people to know that I said the Angelina Jolie joke 10 minutes before Hayes did.
The show's over.
Okay.
We ended the show a really long time ago.
Oh, okay.
Did you just say that now, Tawny? We ended the show, like, it was completely over, like, 12 minutes ago.
Oh, shit. All my best stuff was in the last 12 minutes. I got in so many zings.
Oh,
shoot.
Okay.
Well, I guess just chop this part in and like stick it on the end so they can
Philip Noyce directed Salt.
Better Call Salt.
Do you know what he said when he saw
Noyce.
When he saw how the movie came out? That's right.
Noyce.
Yeah.
Sam, it's like who's cutting this together from all the like
yeah.
Because, like, the timing is, like, so off.
The timing's been nuts. Whitney Spears and et cetera. Yeah,
it's a team effort. Wait, can I pitch Tawny a quick comic? Okay,
yeah.
It's Mary and Joseph in bed. Mary has a cigarette, and she's looking at the camera, and she goes, "He has risen."
Did she invent
cigarettes?
I think
she should be saying, "I guess it's just an expression."
That's better. That's, yeah.
I think she should be saying there was no room at the inn, but there was some at the out.
Oh no.
Oh my god.
Nasty. Okay, that settles it. I'm watching Space Force.
Hell yeah. May 29th. Do it.
Bye.
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 Hollywood Handbook.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.